बाबा साकार मुरली, डेट इज़ 22 फरवरी 2023। ओम शांति। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, यू हैव रिसीव्ड द सैक्रीन ऑफ नॉलेज। अ ड्रॉप ऑफ दैट सैक्रीन इज़ मन मनाभव। कंटिन्यू टू सर्व एवरी वन विद दिस नरिशमेंट। क्वेश्चन, वॉट इज़ रियल हॉस्पिटैलिटी एंड वेलफेयर? What spiritual hospitality must you offer everyone? Answer, to give each one the Father's introduction is true welfare and hospitality. You have to continue to serve everyone with the nourishment of happiness according to Srimad. Continue to give everyone the nourishment of a life of liberation that you have received from the unlimited Father. Stay in super sensuous joy and serve everyone the first class nourishment of knowledge and yoga. This is the best spiritual hospitality. Om Shanti. The spiritual father who gives each of you a third eye of knowledge sits here and explains to you, spiritual children. No one except the father can give you a third eye of knowledge. You children have now each received a third eye of knowledge. You now know that this old world is about to change. The poor people don't know the one who will change it or how he will change it because they don't have the third eye of knowledge. You children have now received the third eye of knowledge through which you now know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. This is the saccharine of knowledge. Even one drop of saccharine is so sweet. There is just the one word of knowledge, Man Manabhav. It is sweetest of all. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. The Father is showing you the path to the land of peace and the land of happiness. The Father has come to give you children your inheritance of heaven, and so you should have a great deal of happiness. It is said, there is no nourishment like happiness. It is as though it is nourishment for those who remain constantly happy and in pleasure. This is the powerful nourishment for staying in pleasure for 21 births. Continue to serve each other with this nourishment. You have to offer this powerful hospitality to one another. No human being can give such hospitality to another human being. You offer spiritual hospitality to everyone on the basis of Srimad. To give someone the Father's introduction is also true hospitality. You sweet children know that you are receiving the nourishment of liberation in life from the unlimited Father. In the golden age, Bharat was liberated in life. It was pure. The Father gives a very great and elevated nourishment. This is why there is the song. If you want to know about super sensuous joy, ask the gopis and gopis. This nourishment of knowledge and yoga is first class and wonderful, and it is only the one spiritual surgeon who has this nourishment. No one else knows about this nourishment. The father says, sweet children, I have brought gifts on the palms of my hands for you. These gifts of liberation and liberation in life remain with me. It is I who come to give you these every cycle. Then Ravan snatches them away. Therefore, how high your mercury of happiness should rise in you, children? You know that it is only the one father, teacher, and true Sadguru who takes you back with him. You receive the kingdom of the world from the most beloved father. This is not a small thing. You should remain constantly cheerful. Godly student life is the best. This saying applies to this time. Then, in the new world too, you will continue to celebrate in happiness. People of the world do not know when true happiness is celebrated. Human beings don't have any knowledge of the golden age, so they continue to celebrate it here. However, where can happiness come from in this old Tamopradhan world? People here continue to cry out in distress. This is the world of such sorrow. The father shows you children a very easy path. Stay at home with your families and remain as pure as a lotus. Remember me while at your business. there is a lover and beloved. They continue to remember one another. That one is his beloved and he is her lover. However, here it is not like that. Here you are lovers of the beloved for birth after birth. The father does not become your lover. You remember that beloved in order to call him here. You call out to him even more when there is lot of sorrow. This is why there is the remembrance. Everyone remembers God at times of suffering and no one remembers him at times of happiness. At this time, the Father is the almighty authority. Day by day, Maya is also becoming a Tamopradhan almighty authority. Therefore, the Father says, "Sweet children, now become soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father, and together with that imbibe divine virtues, and you will become like Lakshmi and Narayan." The main aspect in this study is remembrance. You have to remember the highest on high Father with a lot of love and affection. That Father is the one who establishes the new world. The Father says, "I have come to make you children into the masters of the world. This is why you must remember me so that your sins of many births can be cut away." The Purifier Father says, "You have become extremely impure. Therefore, now remember me and you will become pure and the masters of the pure world." People call out to the Father, the Purifier. Now that the Father has come, you definitely have to become pure. The Father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. The golden age was definitely a pure world, and so all were happy there. Now once again the Father says, "Children, remember the land of peace and the land of happiness." This is now the confluence age. The boatman is taking you from the shore across to the other side. There is not only one boat, the whole world is like a big ship. He takes that away. You sweet children should have so much happiness. For you, there is nothing but happiness. Wow, the unlimited Father is teaching us. Neither have you heard this before, nor have you studied it. God speaks, "I teach you Raj Yoga. I am teaching you spiritual children Raj Yoga, and so you should study it fully. You should study and also imbibe it fully. Everyone is always number wise in studying anyway. You should look at yourself. Am I the highest average or the lowest?" The Father says, "Check yourself. Am I worthy of claiming a high status? Am I doing spiritual service?" The Father says, "Children, become serviceable and follow the Father. I have come for the sake of service. I do service every day. This is why I have taken this one's chariot. When this one's chariot becomes ill, I sit in this one and write a murli. When I cannot speak through this mouth, I write it down instead, so that you children don't miss a murli. Therefore, I am also on service." This is spiritual service. The Father explains to you, sweetest children. Children, you too should engage yourself in doing the Father's service, on Godfatherly service. The Father, the master of the whole world, has come to make you into the masters of the world. Those who make good efforts are called Mahavirs. It is seen who the Mahavirs are that follow Baba's directions. The Father's order is, consider yourselves to be souls and see others as brothers. Forget those bodies. Baba does not see bodies either. The Father says, I only see souls. However, there is the knowledge that a soul cannot speak without a body. I have come into this body. I have taken it on loan. Only when a soul is in a body can he study. Baba sits here, that is, middle of the forehead. This is an immortal throne. A soul is an immortal image. Souls do not become smaller or larger. Bodies become smaller and larger. The middle of the forehead is the throne of each soul. Everyone's body is different. The immortal throne of some is that of a man, and the immortal throne of others is that of a woman. The immortal throne of some is of a child. The Father sits here and teaches you children spiritual drill. Whenever you talk to anyone, first of all, consider yourself to be a soul. I, this soul, am talking to this brother. Give the father's message to remember Shiv Baba. It is by having remembrance that the alloy will be removed. When alloy is mixed into gold, the value of the gold decreases. When alloy becomes mixed into you souls, you even become valueless. You have to become pure again. Each of you souls has now received a third eye of knowledge. See your brothers through that eye. By having the vision of brotherhood, your sense organs will not become mischievous. If you want to claim your fortune of the kingdom and become the masters of the world, make effort. Consider everyone to be your brother and donate knowledge to them. This will then develop into a strong habit. All of you are true brothers. The Father has come from up above and you too have come from up above. The Father, together with the children, is doing service. The Father gives you the courage to do service. You then have courage. Therefore, you should practice this. I, this soul, am teaching my brother. It is souls that study. This is called spiritual knowledge, which you receive from the spiritual father. The father comes and gives you this knowledge at the confluence age. Consider yourselves to be souls. You came bodiless and adopted bodies here and played your parts for 84 births. You now have to go back again. Therefore, consider yourselves to be souls and have the vision of brotherhood. You have to make this effort. You have to make your own effort. What concern do we have with others? Charity begins at home. That is, first consider yourselves to be souls and explain to your brothers, and the arrow will then strike the target well. You have to fill yourselves with this force. Only when you make effort will you claim a high status. The Father has come to give you the fruit, and so you should make effort. You also have to tolerate a few things. Just remain silent when anyone says anything wrong. What can others do if you remain silent? Clapping takes place with two hands. If the first one claps with the mouth but the other one remains silent, then the first one will automatically become silent. Only when there is the clapping of two hands is there noise. You children have to bring benefit to each other. The father explains, children, if you want to remain constantly happy, become man manabhav. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the father. Look at the soul, the brother. Give this knowledge to your brothers. By instilling this habit, you will never be deceived by criminal eyes. Look at the third eye with the eye of knowledge. Baba also sees you as souls. Constantly try to look at the souls and not to see the bodies at all. When you conduct meditation, if you consider yourself to be a soul and continue to see others as brothers, good service will then be done. Baba has said, explain to your brothers. All the brothers take their inheritance from the father. You Brahmin children only receive the spiritual knowledge once. You are now Brahmins and will then become deities. You cannot leave this confluence age. Otherwise, how could you go across? You cannot jump over it. This is the wonderful confluence age. You children have to form the habit of staying on the spiritual pilgrimage. This is for your benefit. You have to give the father's teachings to your brothers. The father says, I am giving you souls this knowledge. I only see souls. When a human being talks to another human being, he looks at the face. You speak to souls, and so you have to look at the souls. Although you give knowledge through your bodies, you have to break the consciousness of bodies. You souls understand that the Supreme Soul, the Father, is giving you this knowledge. The Father says, I too look at souls. Souls also say, we are looking at the Supreme Soul, the Father. We are receiving knowledge from Him. This is called the give and take of spiritual knowledge of one soul and another. knowledge is within souls. This knowledge has to be given to souls. This is like power. If your knowledge is filled with power, it will instantly strike the target when you explain to others. The father says, practice this and see if the arrow strikes the target. From this new habit, and any consciousness of bodies will be removed and fewer storms of Maya will come. You will not have any bad thoughts. No criminal eye will remain either. We souls have been around the cycle of 84 births. The play is now about to end. You now have to stay in remembrance of Baba. Change from Tamo Pradhan to Sato Pradhan with remembrance, and you will become the masters of the Sato Pradhan world. It is so easy. The father knows that it is in his part to give teachings to the children. This is not a new thing. I have to come every 5,000 years. I am bound by this bond. I sit here and explain to you children. Sweet children, remain on the pilgrimage of remembrance, and your last thought will lead you to your destination. This is the final period. Remember me alone, and you will receive salvation. The pillar will become strong on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Only once do you children receive these teachings for becoming soul conscious. This is such wonderful knowledge. Baba is wonderful and Baba's knowledge is also wonderful. At no other time can anyone else tell you this. It is now time to return home. This is why the father says, sweet children, practice this. Consider yourselves to be souls and give knowledge to souls. You have to use your third eye to see others as brothers. This is the greatest effort. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, Padam Gunar, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father, and Bap Dada. Acha Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. First, practice seeing souls as brothers. Consider yourself to be a soul and give knowledge to your brothers. Become a Mahavir and obey this order. Second, if anyone says anything wrong, just remain silent. You need two hands to clap. If one says something and the other one remains silent, the first one will then automatically quieten down. Blessing. May you be an easy effort maker and keep an accurate daily timetable with the foundation of Amrit Vela. When a train is on its rails, it automatically moves along on its journey. In the same way, stand on the line of remembrance at Amrit Vela. If your Amrit Vela is good, your whole day will then be accurate. When the foundation of Amrit Vela is strong, you automatically continue to receive help for the whole day, and your efforts will also become easy. The true Sitas who constantly have remembrance of the Father and who stay within the line of Srimad have the sound of the awareness of Ram in their every vein. Slogan: in order to catch Baba's help, concentrate your intellect. Om Shanti.